Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a career move that not many agents bother to make, but the ones who do tend to stand out.
We're talking about standing at the front of the room and calling the bids. Today's article is How to Become a Real Estate Auctioneer in NSW.
And the first thing the article makes clear is that this is a regulated skill. You can't just pick it up on the day.
So what does an auctioneer actually do? Because I think people picture someone just calling numbers quickly.
There's a lot more to it. You set the pace, read the room, manage the buyers, take and acknowledge bids clearly, and steer the whole sale through to a result. You're responsible for running a fair, legal process while keeping the energy in the room.
And doing all that in real time, with people watching.
Exactly. The article puts it well. The auctioneer has to know the law and follow it on the day, in real time, with people watching. It's a skill that rewards preparation and a cool head.
So what does getting accredited actually look like in NSW?
It's a three-unit qualification. The units cover auction law and process, conducting the auction itself, and managing bidders. It's online and self-paced, so you study around your current role.
That's good for someone who's already working. You're not taking weeks off to do a course.
Right. And there's a two-step pattern worth knowing. Archer Institute, as a registered training organization, issues the qualification. But NSW Fair Trading is the state authority that recognizes the accreditation that lets you trade. They're separate steps.
So finishing the course isn't the end of it. You still need to confirm your accreditation status with Fair Trading before you call your first auction.
That's the one the article flags clearly. Don't skip that step.
Now, is this something any agent can do, or does it really suit a particular type of person?
The article's honest about it. Auctioneering suits confident communicators, people who are comfortable with public speaking, who think on their feet, and stay calm when the pressure rises.
But it's not purely about personality. The article makes the point that the technical knowledge can be taught.
Yes. The composure to use that knowledge under pressure, with a crowd watching, is what separates a good auctioneer from a nervous one. And the article is clear that composure comes from preparation, not from being a natural performer.
Which is reassuring. So if you're a bit nervous about standing up in front of people, you're not automatically out.
Not at all. The article says plenty of quietly capable agents become strong auctioneers by treating it as a craft to practice. It's about preparation and reps.
What does the day-to-day actually look like once you're accredited?
For most agents, it's not a full-time job on its own. It's a skill you switch on when a property goes to auction. You prepare with the listing agent, run the process, and hand back once the bidding's done.
So it's concentrated, then it's over.
That's the article's framing. Some people go further and build a reputation calling auctions for several offices, but most start by handling their own listings and grow from there.
What about the earnings side? Does the article get into that?
It does, and it's deliberately careful. Auctioneering can add to what you earn over time, but that depends on your market, your reputation, and how often auctions run where you work. The article doesn't promise figures.
Which is refreshing, honestly. But from a straight career value point of view, it sounds like it's one of the smarter specialist skills an agent can pick up.
The article calls it one of the better value specialist skills available. The reason is simple. Very few agents in any office can offer it. When you can call your own auctions, you bring something to the table that the agent next to you can't.
And the article does flag timing. It works better once you've got some agent experience behind you.
Right. Build that base first. If you're still early in your career, add the accreditation when you're ready to call your own listings.
So the practical path is get your Class 2 agent sorted, enroll in the three auction units, work through them online, confirm with Fair Trading, and then practice.
That's the path. And three things make the biggest difference once you're accredited: your voice in calling, your ability to read a room, and composure under pressure.
All of which come with practice, not with being born a certain way.
Exactly. Preparation and reps.
All right. If someone's listening and thinking they want to stand at the front of the room, what's the one thing to do next?
Browse NSW Auction Accreditation on the Archer Institute website or call the team. They're Australian-based, real people on the end of the line, and they can walk you through whether the timing is right for your career.
And the full article is on the Archer Institute blog if you want all the detail, including the breakdown of what each of the three units covers.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.